HNR, K4HNR, N4ZLK.
4ZLK, it's K4HNR, good morning.
Morning, stranger. It's been forever since I've talked to you on the radio.
Really long time. This morning I was heading out to work and I figured I might as well, put it on and thought that I might get lucky and you might give me a call. I didn't know if you were working or busy or what you're doing.
Would have been home already, but Beth wanted to meet me at the gym, so I had to go work out this morning. So I'm just leaving there.
Yeah, that's early. That sounds fun. How'd that go?
Right? I've been walking in the neighborhood every day, or most every day, but it's been since, October maybe, since I've been to the gym. Had a kind of a crazy fall or winter for some reason, and then I got sick. So I'm kind of trying to get back into it.
I'm hitting the part of 26. I'm passing the weigh station, so I might lose that or come in a little depth.
A little bit. I heard you over by the weigh station, though.
Can't pass here. I'll try and give you a call back. K4HNR.
Copyable. You bump up the power a couple of settings, or is it you just have two?
I just have a setting. Maybe it's just coming and going this morning.
For you to call me on that Greensboro machine, you got to get up in the middle of the night, though.
Let's do that. Okay, I'm going to do it when I go back. I'll be here for a month, and then the next time I go back out to Raleigh, I'll be sure to try and do that.
Round table up there at 1 o'clock in the morning. There's there's another guy that does what I do just for a different company, and then two other guys who are getting off work, one for the post office, and can't remember what the other guy does, and then occasionally there's a couple others in there as well.
It's been awesome to keep you up in the middle of the night. I bet that's great company.
For about an hour when I leave, about 50 miles or so, once I get down to exit 70 on 85, I can't hit it that well. Anyway, but it's been good. It's been nice to, you know, make some acquaintances and helps keep me awake, helps the drive to go by.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll get up at midnight or 1 or sometime in the middle of the night. I'll be sure to try and do that next time I go out.
Start hitting it at about 11, a little after 11, so you don't have to get up that early.
Sounds good, yeah. And, yeah, I can have some more flexibility now. I'm not, you know, wearing a hard hat every day and wearing myself out and getting exhausted. I'm just sitting behind a desk on a computer each day so I can, you know, stay up a little later or do whatever.
What times do you have to go up there?
Twice. I get to be here for this month, and then I'll go out one more time for sure. And then we'll get to come back here, and then maybe one more time after that for like 3 weeks or a month each time. But I know that it's coming to an end, thankfully. So, but we'll see. I think at the end of this month, we're going to reevaluate it and get an answer.
She's headed over to Seth and Nadine's, dropped something off. I'm going the quicker way to the house. Anyway, well, that's good. I'm glad you're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Then you can start working on the same thing that Ethan and Abby are working on. Just kidding.
Yeah, seriously. No, that's right around the corner. Yeah, hopefully.
So anyway.
It sounds good. No, that's funny. I think a lot of things are around the corner, hopefully. But, yeah, I'm ready for this training to settle down and just to stay in one spot.
Radio time while you're traveling.
A little bit here and there. I honestly haven't as much as I've wanted to. I kind of just, I don't know. I'll just put on a podcast or you know, listen to something as I'm driving. But I haven't. I'm ashamed. I need to. But yeah, not so much, not a lot yet. But a little bit. I'll hit repeaters or if I'm, you know, crossing the Greensboro net. I've checked into that a few times, but that's been cool.
It's you got the rest of your life to work on this hobby. And it's something that can stay with you, you know, the whole time. And, man, there were times that I'd go years without ever talking on the radio. I might listen in the car, but Then I get active again, and then I don't talk. You know, it's just the way it goes. N4ZLK.
And that's how everything is. Yeah, no worries. That's how it is. K4HNR.
Call though. There's a guy up in Inman that checks into the net. His call was one letter. The letter was a few letters off of yours, but it was one letter different than your old call.
Awesome. That's funny. Yeah, that was a mouthful. I'm glad to have this new one. I think it's cool. Isaiah, he was home from school a few days ago, and he didn't know. He's been, you know, in and out, back and forth from school, so he hasn't really seen much of this radio, and I haven't really told him much about it. But I have my license plate on now, and so he walked out of the house, and he saw it, and immediately he was like, oh, that's funny, Connor. That's funny.
Right away. He'd make a good ham radio operator. He'd probably pick that stuff up really fast.
Ridiculous. He can pick up anything fast. But, yeah, I feel like he'd be into it, and he would pick it up so fast. So, yeah, it wouldn't be like it would need a bunch of, you know, time to study or anything. And, yeah, he's a quick learner. We're proud of him.
Did he call? They had doctor in it somewhere.
I wonder, yeah, he could get creative with that and do something fun. That'd be funny.
What are you doing? Is she okay?
Oh, well, she's super excited about this, the string, the macrame art things she started making, and she's been so proud of those, because she hasn't done a whole lot of that in her life, I guess, and she's real proud of, you know, like, she's creating these things and feeling just really good about it. So, yeah, she's really enjoying that and having fun with the kiddos, and I think she's getting over being sick, and so she's feeling a lot better.
Yeah, that was impressive, those whatever they're called. How did she get into it?
Saw one on Pinterest. She was just scrolling through one afternoon and saw one and went down a rabbit hole and then saw, you know, hundreds of others ones. And so she got some ideas and then just started creating them doing that. But, yeah, it's funny. She likes it.
Have something to do to keep her mind busy when she's there alone. Is she making up her own designs, or are there designs that she's following?
She's been, like, she'll reference a few different ones. She hasn't copied one, like, verbatim or exactly, but she'll, like, look at it for an example or watch, you know, look at a diagram of how to do a certain knot, but then she'll just do whatever she wants. And so, yeah, so she's enjoying that. I think this is that creativity part of it. But she's making a massive one right now that she's debating. She's like, I like it so much, but I kind of want to give it to Ethan and Abby for their house, but I really like it. I want to keep it, but it's a really big one.
I guess it's probably almost like a puzzle, too, to figure out how to weave those designs. Or I don't know if you call it weaving or not, but she was always good with those certain types of puzzles she seemed to do well at.
And there's honestly a lot of room for error, but it's easy to fix them. Because you can tie a knot in the string and, you know, just untie the knot. And she can kind of make changes and adjust it and stuff. But yeah, I think it's like the perfect little hobby. It's great.
Designed to hang on the wall like that on a stick or whatever, you know, whatever, a dowel rod. Is it just wall art, basically?
So what it is, you can also do, I guess, similar things. Like, you can make a table runner, you know, that lays on a table or something. Or you can make little coasters. I don't know exactly what makes it, like, macrame. Like, why it's called that. That'd be a question for her. But she just ties the knots in certain ways. And I don't know the way it looks, maybe. But, yeah, you can do a few different things. But it's mostly just decorative, yeah.
Beautiful. I've forgotten about it. When got a little distracted Sunday or Saturday night when we saw you guys, or Sunday, I guess it was. I forgot to mention it to her. Yeah, but they're really amazing. I'm really proud of her. N4ZLK.
Oh, and yeah, it's been fun. Just, yeah, I'm being real supportive and, you know, encouraging her to do that because she's loved it so much and it's been so neat. And, but yeah, no, I don't blame you for being a little distracted on Sunday. That's all good.
Honey, I haven't said anything. Figured to wait a little bit longer, but that That was, that did my heart good to see that.
Oh, I think everyone's just super excited. They're ready for it. But yeah, I'm pulling into the office right now. I'm going to hop. I'm like the fifth person here out of like 30. I got here a little early. I'm going to start. I like sitting at my computer for a little bit with no distractions when it's just me. So, but yeah, I'm going to head in, but I'm glad that we caught each other this morning. It's good chatting with you. Let's do it again. I'll talk to you later. N4Z, okay.
Good to hear you this morning, and say hello to Gabby for me. And don't forget to give your call out when you close out, not mine. Or you can do both, but make sure yours is last. K4HNR, N4ZLK. Talk to you later.
I wasn't even thinking. I guess they're similar in my head, and it just rolled off my tongue. Yeah, no, I'll tell her. You said hey, and yeah, it was really good talking to you. K4HNR, clear.
Talk to you later, N4ZLK.